Man, yo, Quinn, this Biggie joint, always the joint right here.
Yeah, it's always been fire.
No doubt. Love the way this joint kicks.
Why sound like shit, though?
What are you talking about? This is Biggie.
No, the sound. Why does it sound like shit?
I don't know. It's the way it's always sounded to me.
Bruh, boo, Booski, you need some new headphones.
For what? These work just fine.
No, the sound is shit.
But you have better?
Here, wait, try these.
What the fuck?
See what I'm saying? Come on. You know where I got those from?
Who's that?
I'm gonna share some with you. You need to go to tweakedaudio.com and get some, because I'm gonna need those back. And when you go to tweakedaudio.com, you put in the code IDS.
Okay.
You can get 33% off. I mean, come on, that's big.
But suppose like I need like a pair for the car, a pair for my phone, a pair for the studio.
You can do it. Free shipping.
You get 33% off all that?
All of it. Free shipping. And it comes really quick. Seriously.
Now, are they going to come with the BS of, you know, they're going to separate my shipping into 16 different packages and then get me on the back end like that?
Okay, I said it's free shipping, so I really don't think they'll do it that way. But I'm trying to tell you, this is how it's supposed to sound. So, tweakedaudio.com, B.
Tweakedaudio.com. IDS, free shipping.
Yep. 33% off.
33% off?
Lifetime warranty, man.
Can't beat that.
Help you. To help you. Well, welcome to RTR. You got nothing to say?
Nope.
I am Queen Neen. So glad you pushed play. Greatly appreciate that. And, sir.
Yes.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Let me get this one. Me.
Okay.
I am your man, Big B.
Word.
That's all.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
I ain't no more than that.
Okay. Well, by now you guys know that you can find us at Recap the Recap on Twitter. If you want to email us.
You know that your man, Big okay. B, thing
I
worked out for
more.
Me. No, seriously.
Uh-huh.
Worked out for me one day. I ran into a sassy chick on the street one day that got in her feelings about something that I had to handle and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And the chick had the nerve to say, "Who the fuck are you?" I said, "I'm your man, Big B."
Oh.
And she was like, what?
Right.
And it worked. It just ended the conversation. She was like,
"Who? All right.
It worked. Mission accomplished.
There you are. And so it is written, blah, blah, blah. Again, or as I was saying, you can find us, Recap the Recap on Twitter, mm-hmm. Recap the Recap at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to send an email
mm-hmm.
or any feedback.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to find me on Twitter, mm-hmm. it's MS_SmartyPants with the Z.
Mm-hmm.
What's yours again?
If you want to find me,
sometimes, every once in a while,
you can find me so cozy and nestled in between Kai Love and Miss Leticia on the Twitter streets at In Deep Show B. Laid out.
Just in the canyons.
I'm just laid out. That's why I am.
Okay.
That's just you know, mentally, that's just a cozy place to seem to be. Like, I just softness all around me.
I can dig that.
Just softness. It would be softness in between you and Drew Baby, too, but she's rambunctious. And you can turn a cold shoulder. Mm. So even though softness will be there, I don't know about the availability. Mm. Would you turn a cold shoulder to me, Queen?
Keep talking the way you're talking. Absolutely.
That's where you find me, man. Reach out. Reach out. I challenge you to make me tweet.
How about that? Monday. Monday.
You know what? I'm handling so many other aspects of life. And you know, I'll be honest with you, I feel bad like when you like catch me up on shit and I'm like, damn, all that happened? Mm. You know, I used to be like real heavy on the Twitter drink, but
yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I've slacked off a little bit too. Yeah,
you know, workload.
I like to pop in every now, say hi to people, retweet some people. Yeah. You know.
The workload has just really increased for me, so it's hard to get on it, you know. And then, you know, I'm starting to feel like the Twitter grandpa because there's too many hashtags and too many days that I don't know about that I'm included in.
What do you mean, like, too many days?
It's like Twitter days, like this is so and so Friday, and this is
so and so
Thursday, and I'm like trying to figure it out. And I was like, "Is this super sodomy Saturday? I mean, what? I don't know. And I don't even know if I'm gonna be a part of this unless I'm the giver. I don't know. Mm.
Okay, not familiar with that one, but I understand what you're saying. It is like, you know, Follow Friday, Wine Wednesday.
That's the thing.
What, Follow Friday? Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And what was the other one, Blonde Wednesday?
I said Wine Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah, hashtag WW. Then, Dino has, I think he's been doing like What Up Wednesday or something what like up. That.
So you just pretty much just make these up and then people got to figure out what the fuck it is you're talking about?
Well, people know. I mean, if you're...
So Wine Wednesday is a real thing?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. I don't remember Monday, but yeah.
Menstrual Monday?
Probably not.
Migraine Monday?
I'm going to just give you the shoulder shrug.
Is there like a Unfriend Sunday or something?
We're talking Twitter.
Unfollow. Unfollow. See what I'm saying?
Gramps. You know what though? Okay. Since you said you don't know about the hashtags, did you hear about or see the one about Starbucks where they were doing them? What was it? It was a hashtag new Starbucks drinks. Because they had the whole campaign, the Race Together campaign, which was really weird. So the Race Together campaign, if you're unfamiliar, was Starbucks expected their baristas, you know, to write Race Together or some places actually had cups where it was pre-written. And it was supposedly to open up a dialogue about race. So a couple of seconds you're in front of your barista, you know, you're expected to have a conversation with he or she about race, which is really weird. So I think it started on Monday or a little earlier this week. Mm-hmm. And just as quickly as it started, poof, it's gone.
So it was like me. It came and went.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. So, it really wasn't that popular. So people were on Twitter, as usual, tearing it a new one. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, you know, I don't know. I understand it because it's kind of like, how do you expect, you know, somebody you pay minimum wage to have a conversation, like a serious conversation with a customer? You know, if I'm up there and I like, you know, hey, can I get a tall pike with a splash of half and half and a Splenda? They're like, you know, and they start talking to me about race. I'm like, whoa. And I'm going through the drive-thru. Whoa, man, I don't want to hear that shit.
My best friend was black.
Right.
As you drive away.
Right.
Now, here's two.
And I went to Starbucks and nobody said anything to me, too. So I don't know whether they'd be offended or not.
Right. Maybe they couldn't tell which angle to come at.
Nope. Oh, no, you don't. So, but anyway, I didn't even get it written on my cup. That's what I'm saying.
That's fucked up. Now, I want you to think about this in two different things. I'm going to give you two scenarios.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, first, I'm the customer. You're the barista. Okay. Hey, how you doing? I would like a, in a venti cup, I would like a grande, extra hot, extra whipped white mocha, please.
That's great. So what made you choose the white mocha?
Well, see, I used to play college ball.
Uh-huh.
And there was, you know, at the time, there was a high probability that I was going to make a pro. Mm. And it was only right that I...
Don't say it, sir. Next. Can I help you, ma'am?
Okay. Okay, right. But think of this scenario, though. Think of this scenario. This no. This one's going to make you, like, really...
No.
No, seriously. Now, remember, just think if this campaign, like, really grew legs and it was really, you know, pushed upon the employees to, you know...
It was.
Get involved.
Yeah.
And imagine if one of our team members were still an employee at Starbucks.
Oh, boy. Well... I bet you it probably would go over very well, said, and it would be really funny.
You said Mr. Muddy would have a problem with ordering his drinks?
No. Yeah. So, I just don't think it's a good idea. I'm glad it's over.
Can I just, how you doing? My name's Muddy. Can I get a tall pike? Oh, so you don't want no curve.
Okay. All right. So, okay. I know you probably, I know B, you always think I talk about alcohol like an awful lot, right?
Do you have a show called What's in My Glass Now?
No, it's called Now in My Now in My Glass, sucker. Get it right if you're about to jump. But, okay. So, not too long ago, we were talking about the Palcohol. Do you remember Palcohol?
The powdered alcohol?
Yes.
Yes.
So, woo-woo, it was finally approved. And it's going to be in stores this summer. So for all you people that want to try powdered alcohol, just mix with water.
Or in your scrambled eggs.
So it's going to be like 6 ounces of liquid. And then you add your mix. You keep stirring.
So, okay, really, how many people...
I'm going to try it.
How many people, for real, are going to go to the store, get the box of the little Crystal Light powdered drink, the thing that you pour into your little 16-ounce water mm-hmm. bottle, and, like, alter them shits, like, cut them up and pour the alcohol in them, and they be at work just to...
Ooh, you just gave me an idea.
Go on to town.
Just gave me an idea. I wonder how they're going to come packaged, because what if they came packaged like that? Mm, that would not be good. They're already concerned about kids, you know, getting it. And
the kids gonna be fucking. Remember the Liquor Maids?
No, what is that?
Liquor Maid. The little. It was like a 3-pouch, a powdered candy, and then you had the little candy stick.
Oh yeah.
They gonna be eating that shit like that.
Well, I'm saying people were talking about a long time ago. I remember them talking about snorting it. They're like, yeah, okay, that would not make any sense. First of all, it'd take a really long time to get through all of it, and it's not going to do what you think it's going to do.
Cirrhosis of the liver at 10?
Hey, my kids, come on, man. Kids drink now anyway, so, I mean, what the hell? I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. First, they have to get it, but I guess if you can get booze anywhere, you can get some alcohol. So coming to a store near you, unless you live in Alaska, Louisiana, South Carolina, Vermont, and Virginia. Virginia, why? Why do you hate me? That's messed up. But anyway.
You say Virginia's smart because they know they're so close to D.C. The people are just going to go over the bridge and get that shit.
I'm totally kidding with that.
And look, you can't blame us. We got right. All the shit.
Okay. So, ooh, for people that are on a diet, it's only going to be 80 calories per bag. So that's pretty good.
Okay. And then you have the alcoholic that's going to have 10, 12 bags a day.
Well, that's still probably, you know, not as many calories as a sweet drink. So But anyway, so to remind you, it's vodka, rum, Cosmopolitan, Powderita, which is a margarita flavor, and a lemon drop.
Lemon drop gonna get the kids, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think I would try the vodka and the Powderita and the lemon drop. I don't like sweet drinks, but I would try it anyway.
Can you imagine, like, some of the bars, like, you order your drink, and they'll just send you this, like, 3 or 4 tier powder and a bottle of water to chase?
No, not to chase it.
That's what I'm saying. So you can, at the table.
I gotta mix my, oh, no. Unless I'm going to stands,
Yeah, you get your own little powdery creation.
I wonder how much it's gonna be, because I didn't see anything about a price anywhere.
Probably has to be more expensive.
Than what?
I don't know. The regular shit?
Nah.
Think cheaper?
It has to be cheaper. Because they're thinking about marketing it to people that are going to, like, outdoor concerts or people who are going, like, hiking, you know.
Oh, people with money. Yeah, it's going to be cheaper.
I don't think it's... I don't think
aristocrats.
Hiking, what the hell? Camping? What is it? What? Okay.
Why you said that wolf trap?
Said the man who...
Dear, pass the powder. Pass no, the... officer, not that powder.
The palcohol. I don't care. I can't wait. I can't wait to try it.
What's that race, the little race craze that they have right now where they throw the powder color at the people while they're running?
I think it's called the color run.
Color runs, yeah. Mm-hmm. You think they're going to have a alcohol run? Just to see if you can possibly make it 1 mile after getting doused by alcohol and licking it off yourself. And you'll become so insanely intoxicated in a quarter mile. You'll vomit in a half a mile and ambulance be waiting at you a three-quarter mile.
I'm going to go with no. But
I want to see what they'll sponsor.
Oh, something. I'm sure. If it's not gross, somebody's going to, you know.
So are the major alcohol companies going to make this stuff, or is it going to be some?
Just alcohol.
That's the company.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think it's actually a smart idea if it doesn't taste like shit.
It's big if.
See, that's going to be the hard part.
Powdered vodka.
Right.
Just don't see where that's going to taste good, though.
Yeah. And they were also worried about, you know, people putting it in people's drinks. But they're like, look, you know, you have to stir it, you know, for like a minute till it dissolves. So the likelihood, you know, of it is, I'm not saying, you know, there's some crazy people out there, but the likelihood is probably not, you know, but.
Man, we have good and bad news. The good news is your liver is not damaged. The bad news is there is a liver-like growth right beside your liver that is stopping everything that needs to get to your liver from getting to it. You have 3 months.
What the hell?
You don't know what the fuck is in this alcohol shit.
I'm just going to try it just once.
Okay, so is it freeze-dried liquor? Is that essentially what it is, or is it just...
powder, like a powder form.
Right.
Think about Kool-Aid. That's how I'm picturing it.
It's like freeze dried.
I'm thinking, well, when you say freeze dried, I don't know why I automatically think astronaut food.
Right.
Or like military.
Like the
military
ground coffee.
Yeah, the military. Like, yeah, that's how I'm picturing it. Like ground coffee or like.
Like they make it and then.
Kool-Aid.
Extract the water and you have the powder.
Yeah, I don't know the process, so.
Gosh, can you imagine how cluttered your corner bodega or liquor store counters are going to be now?
They're already cluttered. What's the difference?
That's what I'm saying. Now you're going to put alcohol up there too?
Shit. My friend's gas station, they sell hookahs.
Right.
I'm like, when the hell did they start doing that?
Fruity blueberry alcohol.
I'm telling you.
Marketed to all of the fourth graders.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Buy one pack of alcohol, get one Deer Park free.
Mm, that's smart. I'll actually start going in the
store.
That
sounds like a lawsuit from Deer Park to me.
Or it could be a plain bottle of water, whatever. You know they have the nondescript.
No, they're going to have the labels that would be ripped so off the smart. Bottles of water.
That would be smart, though. I'm saying, go right to your car.
Now, what would be smart is if Deer Park... packaged in a 24 case of water, 24 packs of alcohol.
Oh my gosh. That's a party.
A party pack.
There party waiting to happen.
You heard that here on IDS. Deer Park, I swear I will sue.
Oh, really?
I got lawyers, bitches.
Okay. All right. Well,
matter of fact, there's a show that might be listening right now. My lawyers might be contacting you too. But we'll talk about that another time.
Oh, boy. Tell me on the break. On to another sad story.
Oh, shit. Bobby Christina gone.
Nope.
Bobby Christina's still here.
Actually, she is. But no.
That is sad.
No. Go ahead. They have found arsenic in some of the popular low price wines.
Fireball.
Well, you know, they have that
antifreeze.
Yep. So, yeah. Totally different. Right. Totally different. We're talking arsenic now.
And I cringed as 15-word assassin picked up a half gallon of that shit the other day.
Or is there some on the bar?
And why is it still on the bar? Because I'm not drinking it anymore. I'm waiting for you motherfuckers to finish it.
Dang, yo. That's messed up. But anyway, so... So supposedly there are 30 makers of the low-price California wines, like the Two-Buck Chuck, Sutter Home. Didn't you just drink some of that?
That was an old bottle.
Oh, no wonder why you've been acting crazy. So they're saying that there is a certain amount of levels of arsenic in those products. That's crazy. But... So they're trying to sue. They're trying to sue the wine industry for. come on, really? How are you gonna sue the wine industry? I mean, come on. I know that's so mean.
If you all want to include now what's in my glass in your class action lawsuit. Please name Queenine as the owner and
sir. Operator. None of the products that I've talked about are under $10, and they are not on this list. Thank you very much. I've only done one wine so far. That was Bordy's, and it is not on this list. Okay.
Shout out Bordy. Shout out all you people that are getting free ass advertisement that I'm going to be talking to shortly.
I know, right? Okay, sorry. Anyway, so the EPA, they supposedly set a maximum amount of arsenic in water at 10 parts per billion. So they're like, hey, come on.
Arsenic.
Right, come on. And they're trying to figure out, like, how the hell is arsenic getting in the wine? They think it may have something to do with pesticides on grapes. Wow. So, you know
what's funny? I bet you the arsenic people are, like, pointing the finger at, like, oh, really? You're coming down on us, but you got feces in the water, too.
I mean, hey. I'm just like, come on, man. You can't be messing with people's wine. That is just a travesty. Or water?
Or water?
Okay, yeah, that too. Yeah. Shit. Well, I mean, come on, Deer Park, you know, if it's spring water, you know there's some shit in it. So go ahead.
This but week's anyway. Now What's in My Class is brought to you by Alcoholics Anonymous.
Right, cancer and diabetes, because that's what arsenic can cause when it's at high levels. So
that's it?
What do you mean that's it? You think it's going to be like...
killed you, like...
Well, I mean higher level. I mean, how much wine would you have to drink, though, for real?
You tell me, Queen.
Well, the last time I got my a physical, I was okay. But I don't know if they checked for arsenic. So,
all right. When we go to break, I'm going to give Queen a physical and just see where her levels are now.
So remember that. Although, you know, they're going to come back and say, everything's cool. Keep drinking. It'll be fine. But, a glass or two won't hurt you. So, we're going to take a quick break. Hey, let's go see what kind of arsenic wine you have out there. I'm gonna help you get rid of it because I care about you. Okay, so we'll be right back. All right. So, the description of the show we are recapping today is, we are here to challenge you to think and live for yourself, not convert you. The show we are recapping today is called Black Free Thinkers. The hosts are Kim and Raina. And it looks like the show tapes twice a month on Sundays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And you can actually call in. They are on Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, and iTunes. And take it away, B.
Black Free Thinkers. No. Okay. When I first came across the show, I had an immediate feeling about it, even before listening to it, that made me want to say, all right, let me see what this is all about, because I have sort of the same feeling about the terminology that people like to throw around or label themselves as free thinkers. Mm-hmm. I sort of put them in that same category as free spirits. You know what I'm saying? To me, it's sort of a cop-out, in a sense, to say I'm not going to own up to anything, sort of. I'm going to basically say and express how I feel, but you can't put parameters on me because I'm a free thinker.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily the way they actually mean it.
I'm not saying them. I'm saying what my feelings, and this is what made me.
Okay.
I'm just giving the listeners my thought of when I hear free thinkers and free spirits.
Well, what I was going to say is, I think, because I was curious too and about the title of the show, so I Googled. Mm-hmm. And I think, and it would be cool if they could tell us, you know, if we're right or wrong. Because, I mean, I'll be honest before you, and I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'll be honest. I only got through a couple of episodes, and I'm interested to find and listen to more. But I'm curious is if they're related to Black Free Thinkers, atheists, you know, the folks that are atheists. I'm curious to see if that's where this is going or if it's the way that you're talking about.
Right. Well, what I'm talking about, again, I'm not even relating it to the actual show.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm the title.
Yeah,
that's why I'm curious.
So that's what kind of drove me to say, all right, let me hear what they got to say.
Okay.
You know, whatever. And it's I guess, kind of, you know, right that you bring up that point because listening to the show, I just felt throughout the show there's something that I'm not hip to that they're talking about. Mm. And I think it has to do with what you said. Are they related to the Black Free Thinkers, atheists, or whatever? Because they often just vaguely throw out this use of the secular community, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But they don't seem to do a reset of who they are, where they are, and where their points of view are coming from. And so that really frustrated me listening because I couldn't pin this what they're saying back to anything like, you know, where are you coming from with these thoughts? Where's your stance in these thoughts? Mm-hmm. And it frustrated the fuck out of me. And so, you know, we got into listening to the show, and it's going to bring us to the first clip. You want to say something?
Oh, I just wanted to say this is from the episode High Cost of Being Poor.
Okay, you're right. So, upon pushing play, I'm already sort of feeling it's like a certain expectation, angst, whatever, for what I'm getting ready to hear. And so then I kind of, the opening of the show kind of goes like this.
So, you know, we thank you all for joining us today. For those that aren't familiar, yesterday there was a Black Twitter story, and you know that went off for a while. Here's Raina. Hey, Raina.
Hey, how are you?
Take a guess. Okay. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. What about yourself?
I'm okay. Same as usual.
I heard that you were okay. Yeah, this
okay, so did Raina get the memo that this was recording day?
Maybe she just wasn't she wasn't in a good space at that moment. I don't know.
I totally
I've listened to other episodes and her voice does not, you know, sound like that.
And to her defense,
right,
it definitely picked up later on in the show.
Right.
And but you know, I guess the cardinal rule of, I guess, in podcasting and radio entertainment period is you get that one moment to capture your audience.
That's true.
You know, and for most people that probably maybe would have turned to this for the first time, oh no, if she don't want to be here, I damn sure don't. So goodbye. You know what I'm saying? And again, to their defense, they really I mean, they've really had a shitload of information in this show and viewpoints. I just don't know where the fuck those viewpoints come from. So, it was like, I don't know.
Well, I guess to figure that out, you probably would have to go back probably like a lot of episodes back maybe to get where they're coming from. Because, like you said, they talk about a lot of different topics. And, you know, just looking at some of the titles of their shows, you know.
But you know what, Queen? We're in podcasting. And in podcasting, you have to, there's so many podcasts out there. And you have to fight to get and keep an audience. And if you cannot be disciplined enough to, at least in the opening of your show, reset who you are, damn it, at least put it in the show notes. Of who we are, what we are, where we stand, where our viewpoints come from, our reason of being here. You know, besides, I mean, they had the show notes of that, but what does that mean? Where can I, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Are we a Scientologist? Are we, you know, because clearly they're speaking of some sort of religious or non-religious viewpoint. What is it? I mean, don't charge me to go searching shows for when you might have talked about it last. I'm listening right now.
So you're saying they should say that
you should have show, some, if it's not, if you don't open your show with, hey, this is Black Free Thinkers, blah blah blah, I'm so and so and she's so and so and we are this and blah 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 and we're bringing the viewpoints of this and blah blah blah, something to kind of say, yeah, we do a humorous view of life. I mean, it's, we're bringing you, we're talking about everyday shit that goes on in life, and we have our own humorous spin on what it is. We don't have a specific, like, we're not speaking, like, if we were gay, we would have a gay viewpoint, or how life is affected in the gay community, or if we were, you know, whatever. We're just bringing it from a humorous standpoint. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where they're bringing it from. And you know what? I'm comfortable with feeling like maybe, because like I said, they have a wealth of information.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some great,
they talk about a lot of different topics and have a lot of interesting points.
Right. And I was going to get into this later, but to finish my point, clearly they're very educated women. They're you know, or they're well researched, if not well educated. I'm going to say probably both. But you know what at points of the show reminded me of? Like sometimes in college, you know, I was a nut back then. And
back then,
I would sometimes just, like, because I would be walking down the hall and I'll see one of my teammates or something in a lecture, and I would just walk to the lecture and just sit with them. And I'm like, fuck this professor talking about? It's not my class, so I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I kind of felt like that a lot of times in the show. I was like, okay, what's going on right now? Where's the start to this point that we're talking about right now? And how do we get here? Like, where were the transition points and stuff? And I was like, it was just sort of like a long constant. And I was like, all right, there's a reset button. I need to reset this conversation and find out where it is. Maybe it could be dumbass me. I don't know. I'm comfortable with saying, knowing that there are people that are much brighter in this world than me. But I'm also, I know I'm not an idiot.
Right.
So for me to be as bewildered as I was in a lot of parts of this show, I kind of wonder what just maybe some other listeners might, will they pick up on the same thing? But that was supposed to be later on down the road. Okay. So anyway, so yeah, that was that. But like I said, they do have some good talking points on the show, and they bring up a lot of topics. It's just another clip of just, you know, some of the things that they talked about.
I'm sorry. That five times thing that I said earlier, that had nothing to do with the jaywalking. I think that had to do with searches of vehicles. That they were saying that, like, black people are five times more likely to have their car searched. But on average, I think they said that only like 26% of searches of black people end up, you know, yielding contraband. When they were saying, like, you know, far more searches of white people's vehicles, they are a lot more times they end up finding something, you know, finding drugs or weapons or what have you. So.
Right.
So, you know, clearly, like I said, they do their research and mm-hmm. they, you know, and as you can hear there, Raina was much more.
She came to life.
She's bringing heat. You know what I'm saying? And it was, I'm glad that I wasn't so quick to just hit the eject button and just kind of hear it out, because they really do have a wealth of information. Mm-hmm. I just kind of wish they would kind of take a breath.
You're saying between, like, use a turn signal.
Right. Let me know when we're going to switch lanes and go to sort of a different topic or something like that.
Okay. Well, the clip I wanted to talk about was actually about Kim's talking about Ferguson, and in Ferguson how they're using the buddy system. And I was like, the buddy system? What is, like, little kids or, like, what?
It really is. And, you know, in Ferguson, they created a buddy system. And they would text each other when they made it to school or made it to the store or when they returned home to let them know that they were safe, because they were afraid of the harassment of the police. And they said it got particularly worse after the Mike Brown incident. And so, you know, the buddy system, come on. Just walk to the store. And so, you know, one guy was talking about how he would charge people $5 in gas money so that he can drive a truck full of them to the store to get their stuff and to make it back home safely, because they were too afraid to walk down the street.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's horrible. That is horrible.
I'm saying, like, what is this? I mean, 1950-something? 1940? I mean, this is 2015 we're talking here. Why do you, as I'm assuming she's probably talking about, you know, maybe teenagers or older kids, adults. I mean, you're afraid to walk to the store? That's a goddamn shame. In your own community? That is horrible, you know? I mean, and again, with the show, those are kind of like some of the interesting points that they make. And I was like, wow, that's really crazy, because I hadn't heard that. I mean, we all know about the whole Mike Brown thing, and, you know, I believe Kim said she has been there and been on the ground, and, you know, doing, you know, working with the community. I think that's what she said. But it's just like, I can't believe in 2015 that's what's happening. Like, that is just crazy to me. Unbelievable.
Right.
That's real, though.
It's so real. So,
all right. Well, okay. So the show again is called Black Free Thinkers. You want to find them on Twitter. It is at BLK Free Thinkers. And they are also at blackfreethinkers.com www.blogtalk.wordpress.com. They're on Blog Talk, Stitcher, and iTunes. So you know if they're on Blog Talk, that means they do a call-in. So, and they actually have some of the callers who had some great points, too, on a couple of the other episodes that I listened to. So, all right. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Welcome back, y'all. It's Man Big B. Recap to recap.
RTR for short. Oh, boy. There you go.
All right. So, we are wrapping up Black Free Thinkers. And it is now time to assign them, I guess, a grade of sorts.
Headphones rating.
Yes, our headphone rating.
Yeah.
Queen, what saith you?
All right, well, I'm going to go with 3 headphones, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm actually interested in hearing more episodes because, as you said earlier, they are well-read, seems like they do a lot of research, and they, you know, talk about certain issues and topics that I'm interested in. And plus, I'm interested in finding out more about the show itself, because I'm curious as to, like I said, is it Black Free Thinkers with atheists, or is it just like you were saying, or how you thought when you saw the title, is it just, hey, we're black and we're free thinkers, you know? So I'm interested to see if I can put that together, you know? I mean, am I going to agree with everything that they say? Probably not, but I mean, that's good, you know. It's good. It's a good thing, you know. And yeah, so that's why I went with what I went with.
Nice. Okay. I went with 2.25.
You and your quarters. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, I echo a lot of the same thoughts you had in terms of the wealth of knowledge that they bring, but. Like I bellyached about earlier, I don't know what to tie it back to, so I don't really know. I can't, like there was a point in the show where, you know, Kim was kind of going on about, you know, appealing to people to fact check a lot of the things that they say and to read between the lines of the secular community or whatever. Well, yeah, I want to be able to read between the lines of a lot of what you guys are saying as well. And knowing where your stance is, I think, will help me a lot to do that. And, again, whether I agree or disagree, that's not even the point. I just, I can sit and listen to the Grand Wizard at the Ku Klux Klan rally, and I'd be interested in what he has to say. Doesn't mean I'm going to believe with a lot of it. So, yeah, I would definitely like that. And then my number one pet peeve is always going to be Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Well, but good for them that they're actually on Stitcher and iTunes as well. Cause
it's
that's
still recorded off of Blog Talk, so it's, true, it's through the phone. And it's a you know.
Yeah.
2 Progresso cans and a string.
See, all right. I do like the fact that Blog Talk, it does kind of seem like it's easier for people to use Blog Talk because people call in, you know, and.
Yeah, I mean, they do have that capability. And yeah, so. I would just try to get Blog Talk people unite and get them to step their shit up a little bit. I mean, I don't really know how much they can really do it because it is a telephone situation.
Right.
So, Blog Talk people.
Super producer.
Yeah, I would double record your shit and maybe put out what you send to Stitcher on a clearer feed or something. I don't know how you can do it. That's,
yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know how that
I got
work.
Enough running this studio over here to worry about your setup. So that's my issue there. So pause and reset. Give me a pause and reset on the topic in the conversation. Give me a pause and reset of what is the show that I'm listening to? What are they about? Who are they here? Why are they here? I like to know those things when I go into a show.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, 2.5. As always, you know, we definitely would like for the Black Free Thinkers to come on and chop it up with us and fill in some of the gaps that we got wrong, maybe answer some of the questions that we have.
Right.
And, you know, hopefully, you know, have it make a little bit more sense to us and our listeners as well. So that is an official invite to come on and chop it up with us, Miss Kim and Miss Raina. And let us think freely.
Let us talk freely.
Talk freely.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to be thinking freely while I talk.
And I'm just adding on, sir.
Thank you.
Can I talk my shit again?
Hey, this is Rob from the Blackout Tips Podcast, and I just want to know, can I talk my shit? Listen, I think you all know what I want to talk about if you listen to the Blackout Tips, and that's something that's very near and dear and close to my heart, and that is something we like to call sword ratchetness. I am an advocate in America for sword control, something that we do not have. We need permits. We need to have some sort of delay before you can just go buy a sword. We need tracking of these swords, like serial numbers. We need ways to make sure society is safe from sword owners. Did you know you can just go buy a sword off of the rack from just about any flea mall that you go to? They have them in thrift stores. I mean, you can even get one at the Goodwill. What kind of stuff is that? You can't just buy a gun like that. You know, not to mention we can't track the sword, so we don't know if a sword got bodies on it or not. There's very few laws specifically against swords and using swords in all sorts of manners of crimes. We've seen people rob people with swords. People have killed their loved ones and their pets with swords. You never know. If you love someone with a sword, you need to get that sword out of your house, because that sword will one day be turned on you. And many of these swords seem harmless at first because they call them replica swords. But guess what? A replica sword can still cut your ass up. So make sure that you're protecting yourself and your family by keeping swords away from you, all right? And we need to join together and form some sort of committee where we can actually get some laws passed and make sure that swords are monitored in the U.S. as closely as guns, because they also kill people too. And those lives matter to me, okay? People that are killed by swords, lives matter, and they should all be regulated. So join with me in saying, let's stop swords, all right? I'm not saying you have to, there's no such thing as anyone should own a sword, all that. I'm just saying we need regulations, okay? We need training. We need permits. We need a 3-day wait before you can buy a sword and just pick it up off the rack and use it in a crime. These are the things that we need in America, okay, where they're selling machetes at Target. This is no longer acceptable. We as a people need to unite and say we will no longer live in fear of the sword. Thank you, and God bless America.
Okay, he was a little serious about the about swords there. I mean, that was funny as hell. I was like, really?
You know, every time I hear that, I don't even know if you remember. I'm not going to even remember the name of the movie. But there was a movie that Eddie Murphy did a while back where he, I think he ran for like congressman or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he had a name that sounded like a white name. Mm-hmm. And so nobody saw him. He just kind of spread the word out there, wrote for this person, but never saw like who he was. Mm-hmm. So everyone voted for him because of the namesake. And then they're like, oh shit, we elected this black dude. Whatever. For some reason, I don't know why, when I hear that, I can see Rod doing a, you know, a speech, you know, running for some office or something.
Well, he has a down pack on how he would, that ending was all of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you want to send in your, can I take my shit, that's going to be after the show.
Oh, boy. You can send it to recaptherecap@gmail.com. And as you see, you can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Swords.
Right, whatever it is you want to talk about.
Leggings. No, really. Heels. Whatever.
Really. Whatever. If your baby won't shut the hell up and only eats strained bananas, talk your shit.
Oh, my.
Just don't put your baby on a recording.
Oh, that would be kind of cute.
Because I will delete your shit.
Come on, that would be kind of cute.
Okay, maybe it would.
Okay.
I'll just turn my headphones off.
The new ones you're about to buy from tweakedaudio.com?
33% off.
Welp.
Free shipping.
Welp.
Worldwide.
Hey.
Do it, bitches.
Huh. All right.
And yes, to the person that emailed me, I did say it's like a sword dick, you can't beat it.
Oh, okay.
If you have one, try. You'll understand
okay.
What I mean.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. I don't know how to transition from that statement to this one, but
it's all about the kids.
Right. All about them. All right. So, Mr. Black.
Kids brought to you by Penises Across America.
Shut up. I'm about to be serious here. So, Enrique Black, Mr. Black from the 5 Minutes Away podcast, is looking to raise some money for his classroom. He's a teacher, y'all. He's teaching the kids.
Enrique
and so, if you go to donorschoose.org and you search for the authors of B, I think it's Gatzert, Gatzert. You can donate some money to his school. Come on, people. You know, they're looking to get an all-in-one printer, an iPad for the classroom. And I forgot there was something else that they're looking to get as well. But it doesn't matter. It's Mr. Black. He's a teacher. I mean, his for all the Seattle folks or the people on the West Coast, dig in your pocket and help your West Coast brethren out, and the people on the East Coast and everybody else just digging your pocket anyway. This is for some kids. Come on. I have to go do this. So I'm going to share this on the page if you don't mind.
You know how to play the music for Enrique. He loves the music.
I know. He totally does. Yeah. So definitely help a brother out.
I know what we doing. I ain't making mistakes back here. This is Enrique, so.
Right. Oh, it's cute. He said there are 5 different languages spoken in his classroom, and kids represent 5 continents, and there are mathematicians, scientists, geographers, authors, and poets. So, come on. This is our future.
Enrique, if you'd like to invite me to your classroom, there will be 6 languages because I speak fluent cussing.
Oh, boy. Nope. Nope. I mean, hell, oh, yes, so he does need an all-in-one laser printer, I guess the cartridges to go with it, an iPad mini. So, I mean, anybody out there got some deep pockets, want a tax write-off, you can just go ahead and buy him that stuff and just go ahead and donate it.
When he gets the printer, tell him to give me the model. I got boosters I can get cartridges for him.
Oh, boy.
Staples?
Oh, boy.
Them shits is not locked up yet.
Okay, well. Well, at least, kids aren't listening, so it doesn't matter. But anyway, so again, go to donorschoose.org to support Mr. Black's classroom. Okay? All right, people. We are at the end of the show. Again, I am Queen Neen. If you want to reach me on Twitter, you can reach me at MS_SmartyPants with the Z. If you want to reach your man, Big B, you can reach him at...
You can reach me warm, nestled, sipping some spiked hot chocolate. Some hot chocolate spiked with Patron Cafe Dark.
Oh, nice.
With butt naked with a polar bear.
Oh, my.
Polar bear skin on.
Really?
Nestled in between.
Okay.
Queen Letitia. I mean, I am just Letitia. And Queen.
It was Kai and Letitia.
It's
on
Kai
that.
And Letitia. No, it's all four of us now.
Oh, now. Okay. I'm lucky enough I get to join now.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're so kind to me. That's great.
We've grown.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And Drew. They're keeping me warm.
Oh, and Drew's in there too.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, lucky you.
Softness all around me. At In Deep Show B. That's where I'm at.
Huh?
That's where I'm at.
Okay. All right, people. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you for listening and thank you for sharing.
Gift to anybody that wants to respond to Rod's Can I Talk My Shit?
Recap at gmail.com.
But you gotta send it as a response. Can I Talk My Shit?
Bye!
And you cannot have won a gift in the last 30 days. You cannot be affiliated with the show or its families.